Hey, dosers, keep watching only if you like short stories. You see, she has warmed the evening meal three times already, taking it back and forth from the hot coals to the table, patiently waiting for the door to open. She's quieted the kids several times when they've said how hungry they are, but they know the rule of the house. They don't touch the food until Dad takes his first bite. That's the way it is in a house that's ruled by a man like this. And so she waits patiently. She tries to keep young minds busy until finally the latch on the door cracks and opens, and this huge hulking figure walks from the night air into the candlelight. He'll take his garb off and hang it on the hook, the one placed right there conveniently by the door, so anyone that enters and exits knows exactly whose home this is and what insignia he wears. He's part of the praetorium. He's part of the palace guard. It's the Roman elite. Out of the hundreds of thousands of soldiers in the Roman army, 9,000 of the most brave, the strongest, the best, the brightest are picked to be part of this elite group. And this is the second week in a row he consistently comes home late. She dares not ask him why. She knows that's not her place. His business outside the home is not hers. Early on, she asked once. Well, that night it was made clear, she'll never ask again. So when he sits at the head of the table, she'll quickly put the food out. The children will sit. He'll take his meal and start to eat, and she will serve the youngest ones in the family, and she will wait patiently for words to be spoken. When nothing is said, she starts with their day. Not to him, not as if he cares about them, especially the girls, but she will just make small talk around the table. So what did you enjoy most today? So what did you like? And without any notice, without asking, the four-year-old leaps from her chair, runs to her bed where she's lured the little necklace made out of flowers, and she hands it to her dad. Rough hands grab it, lay it on the table, and then are raised against her face, where huge, strong, calloused fingers simply brush her dark hair back. And he smiles and nods, and she gleefully jumps back in her chair. And mom's heart is about to break. This is the third time in the last 2 weeks he has shown her affection. It's been void in this home for quite some time, especially with the girls. When dinner is done, dishes are quickly picked up. Kids now long past their bedtime all huddle in the corner of the house and take their plates on the mat and sleep. And he will sit at the table where she will refill his drink, and she will sit across from the candlelight and just wait patiently. He'll clear his throat. I'm going to go ahead and work the weekend. And that's all he says. Well, he's not asking for permission. He doesn't need permission. He just let her know. And he never used to let her know. Sure, they had plans for the weekend. Sure, it was supposed to be some of that time off that they dearly needed. But she will gladly give it up. Something is happening in this prison. And this hardened heart and this unshakable rock of a man is starting to shake. And she doesn't know what it is. But she will go to the wash basin. And she will start cleaning dishes. And she will pray to her gods, lowercase g, that whatever is happening in his heart and in his mind will continue. And little does she know, every day he sits with a prisoner named Paul, and God, capital G, is starting to move, not just in their house, but in houses across the city. In the middle of this little book, Paul simply writes in chapter 1, verse 12, I want you to know, brothers and sisters, what has happened to me has served to advance the gospel. As a result, it has become clear through the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I am in chains for Christ. And because of my chains, most of the brothers in the Lord have been encouraged to speak the word of God more courageously and fearlessly. I want you to know, brothers and sisters, what is happening here in prison. This gospel, this good news, is starting to wreck homes in the most godly ways. Our prayer is that these daily doses don't become a ritual. They're not things you just listen to start your day, but they're taken in and they're applied so this God can continue to wreck our homes in the most godly of ways. That's the way he worked then. That's the way he works today.